Good morning on WSGW at 7:39, a morning team show Thursday edition on Thursdays during the Ontario Hockey League season. Saginaw Spirit Fun. As we talk Spirit Hockey, doing so with the voice of Spirit Hockey that you enjoy on the broadcasts all season long. And that would be you in studio this morning. We say hello and welcome. And thanks for joining us, Joey Patino. Let me try that one more time. I got the wrong microphone turned on. There you go.
Good morning, Charlie.
Good thing you never do that. That's on the broadcast.
Yeah.
I'd love to just say we're going to talk hockey this morning. Well, we're talking hockey, but let's see if we can't take care of this just for a moment or two, just because...
A little housekeeping first.
Yeah, housekeeping, because the continuation of the Ontario Hockey League schedule continues to be, we use the word fluid. Our Spirit fans know that there have been some postponements, some changes in opponents and things like that. So if I asked you where we stood on January 20th, 2022, how would you say what's going on with the Ontario Hockey League schedule from what's going on now in the foreseeable future? Essentially, it's all based on the COVID, the rules and things that are happening with Canada.
Yeah, essentially. So in that regard, nothing's really changed. We've had one schedule change this week. We were originally supposed to play Guelph tomorrow night. That game has been postponed, and so we'll be traveling to Flint to play the Firebirds, and it's actually a big game, and it actually worked out well for us because we're not playing at home again until the 29th. So it's an opportunity for our fans to go down to Flint and support the team. They can use it. It's a big game. The Coors Light I-75 Divide Trophy's on the line. If Flint wins the game on tomorrow night or Friday night, they win the trophy for the first time in 3 years. So they're going to be excited. They're going to be fired up. So hopefully our fans can come down and show our team that they're fired up too. And it's been good this year with the fans traveling back and forth. I know their fans have come up to our building quite a bit, and our fans have been going down there pretty consistently now for 5-6 years, so it's great to see. And you know, for us, it's actually better because our fans get to see us before the 29th. So this time it worked out, and as you said, Charlie, it's just a fluid situation. We're kind of going day to day, and especially with the schedule, and you know, it just kind of is what it is, and we're just happy and lucky that we still get to continue our season.
Yeah, I think last time we tried to put this in focus, that's the, you know, glad we're playing hockey. I will tell you, and I'll make the statement in support of Saginaw Spirit, Spirit are not the ones controlling this. Spirit are doing what they're told. Joey Patino has no way to schedule games himself or make things happen. It's here's what the Ontario Hockey League dictates, and the Spirit and all the other teams have to abide. So we understand that, but stay tuned as we'll tell you what's going on. And of course, SaginawSpirit.com, you can always get updates that way. Continue with Flint for just a moment, because the last time these two teams played was just last week. So in this series, Saginaw came out of the gate winning those games.
Yeah, first three.
Flint's come back, and especially...
pretty much dominated.
Cavallini, is that what I'm thinking?
Cavallin.
I'm thinking the goaltender for Flint has just been... He's been impressive playing against the Spirit the last several games.
He's been lights out against the Spirit, and... got to find a way. It's tough when you're playing a hot goalie. It's really tough, and add on to the fact that it's a young group struggling to find their way offensively, and you're really in tough. And that's kind of how this scenario has gone against Flint. Tristan Lennox has played against Flint real well. Andrew Oakes played real well in goal. It's not the goaltending. We've limited their shots on goal. Our defense has played strong against Flint. It's not the defense. This is one of those situations where those 12 guys dressed up front got to look in the mirror and find a way to get a puck behind this goaltender, and maybe a couple. You know, that's the thing, is you never know what can happen when you get one in. You know, the floodgates can open. So we'll see. It's going to be big. We've played much better in their building than in ours against Flint this year. So maybe, you know, going to their building Friday night lights a fire under our group. And it's just, you know, outside of Monday afternoon in Erie, It's been a real struggle lately to put the puck in the net, and you know, it's tougher. It's tougher in the second half of the season. Everybody's getting better. Everybody's, you know, progressing. That's not to say our team isn't, but you know, we have a very young group here, and you know, they're learning that the first half of the Ontario Hockey League season and the second half of the Ontario Hockey League season essentially are two different seasons. The way teams play and the way teams' rosters change at the deadline.
Now, you mentioned Erie on Monday afternoon, and the Spirit came out and a nice grab a lead a couple of times and scored four goals, unfortunately, in the end, giving up six. This goes back to our continuing discussions. You got a young team.
Yeah.
You know, building a lead is one thing. Holding a lead, defending a lead is another.
I mean, you nailed it. I don't know what more there is to say than that, other than, you know, it was just, it was unfortunate. You know, you get out to a 2-0 lead on the road, you feel really good about that. They come back and tie, and then this is where I thought the game had turned in favor of Saginaw, is when it was tied 2-2, and we came right back and scored two goals 8 seconds apart to take a 4-2 lead. And one of them happened to be a power play goal, and the team had struggled on the power play, so I know Rosie and I were thinking, boy, that was a huge turn in our favor. And unfortunately, when you're on the road, it's more difficult to hold on to those leads. It just is. And unfortunate situation, but again, a learning opportunity for this group. And we'll get right back at it this weekend. We'll see Erie twice. So, you know, an opportunity to pay them back for that.
Yeah, the Flint game tomorrow night is a 6:45 broadcast, 7 o'clock face-off. If you're heading down to Flint, make sure you're there by 7 o'clock. And the two games on the road against Erie, it's a Saturday night, and then Sunday afternoon. Wow. So
quick
turnaround. You got to travel from Flint to Erie to play Saturday night and then come back and play in the afternoon. It's going to be a haul.
This is going to be probably our most challenging weekend when it comes to travel. We'll probably get into Erie around 2:33 in the morning on Saturday morning, and then play that night at 7 o'clock, and then, you know, rest up, get some fluids in you, and right back at it at 2 o'clock the next day. So this is more. I was telling somebody this yesterday. They're saying, "Wow, that's crazy." I was like, "This is more normal than anything. Like, this is the type of travel you'd normally see in the OHL on a given season." So, again, something that our group's probably not used to, especially the young guys playing in their first year. But they're going to get a taste of what it's like to play in the OHL, because this is more the standard of a road 3-3. This is what it's all about here this weekend.
Let's do a little more housekeeping, if we may. There was an announcement last week. For those who enjoy going to visit your Saginaw Spirit store, you've got a move going on.
Yeah, it's important for our fans that you know, we do have quite a few of them that still purchase their tickets in person. We are moving locations from 5789 State Street, our normal location for many, many years, as long as I've been with the Spirit. We're actually moving into the old Riders Power Sports building that's right next to Timbers at 6321 State Street. So, we'll be opening there on Monday, January 24th. Right now, both locations are closed as we move and get everything settled in. So right now, if you're looking to purchase tickets for the game coming up on the 29th, do that online at SaginawSpirit.com, and we'll be opening in our new location on Monday, January 24th at 9 a.m. Also want to get this one out, Charlie, for our season ticket holders. This game Friday currently is not on the schedule anywhere, but season ticket holders that did opt in to the Flint Road games can use their vouchers Friday night. Just bring them to the Dort Financial Event Center box office and redeem them for tickets Friday night.
All right. Again, the continuation of having to be prepared to deal with some of the schedule changes. And let's let fans know the next several games are on the road, but the next time that you're going to have a chance to see the Saginaw Spirit would be the 29th, next Saturday. But I'm looking at your schedule correctly. After that, what do you got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 home games in a row, actually, starting with that next Saturday, the 29th.
Yeah, and that's a big one, too. It's our Shocks and Saves charity game presented by Pulse 3 Foundation and our partnership with Uri Fisher and the Detroit Red Wings alumni. And we'll be playing that charity game, which is great. We weren't sure at the beginning of the year if we were going to be able to work that out with everything with COVID and that. So great to see that we were able to get that going. We'll be announcing the the Red Wings alumni players that are involved in that charity game coming up. Hopefully we can get that out today. And, you know, it's just going to be a great event. We have a couple new guys this year, which is good to see, too. Some fresh blood in the game when it comes to Red Wings alumni and the doctors and local area physicians and first responders that play in the game. It's a huge thrill for them. I know I've played in the game. It's pretty cool to see, you know, Yuri Fisher and Darren McCarty and guys that have played in this event, you know, in years past. And so it's a good flashback for some Red Wings fans from years before to come down and see these guys play in Saginaw. And maybe they've lost a step or two over the, over the years, but it's still a great time and it's good laughs. And for me, I really enjoyed the camaraderie and being around and hearing the stories and all that. So that charity game will take place before our game. And then 7:05, it's the Spirit and the London Knights. First game back for Cam Baber since the trade to London. So I'm really hoping that that game is able to go on as scheduled. We had a home-and-home series against the Knights already postponed that we would have seen Cam for the first time. So hoping for everybody that we can, you know, see him again and the fans can give him a proper welcome back and a proper thank you for his time here with the Spirit.